Comparison of three physical activity trackers while performing functional tasks. Bikayela Lair 1, R. Chandrasekhar 2, H. Wang 2, 1. University of Florida College of Engineering, 2. University of Florida College of Public Health and Health Professions. Introduction. Wearable devices such as fitness trackers, smartwatches, and motion sensors can measure various parameters related to functional mobility, such as gait speed, step count, and distance walked. 1. These devices can also monitor other factors like heart rate, blood pressure, and oxygen saturation, providing additional insights into a person's functional mobility. 2. 3. However, it's important to note that the accuracy and reliability of wearable devices can vary depending on the specific device and the individual being assessed. 4. As with any assessment tool, wearable devices for measuring the functional test should be combined with other assessments to obtain a comprehensive understanding of an individual's mobility and balance. 5. 7. As the wearable technology evolves and different devices have been used for different studies, researchers and clinicians must stay updated with the latest wearable devices and their performance, especially when used during functional tasks. This study compared performance using the output parameters, i.e., steps, distance, heart rates of three latest wearable activity trackers, Fitbit Charge 5, Garmin Vivo Smart 4, and the Xiaomi Band 7, during performing of six functional tasks. Methods: we conducted an exploratory pilot feasibility study with a convenience sample of four adults over 18 years of age working in our lab at the University of Florida. Participants wore the Sense DOT, Fitbit Charge 5, Garmin Vivo Smart 4, and Xiaomi Band 7 simultaneously during the trials as shown in Figure 1. All participants completed three trials of each of the six functional and clinical outcome measures in the same order: a 30-second chair stand test, b 6-minute walk test, 6MWT, c timed up and go, TUG, d fast-paced walk test, e 10-meter sprint test, and f stair climb test. A 1-minute post-trial rest period was provided after all outcomes except for the fast-paced walk test and the 10-meter sprint test, where a 2-minute and 3-minute rest periods were provided respectively to ensure that the heart rate was not very high at the beginning of each subsequent trial. The data from each tracker device was extracted using the manufacturer-provided application programming interfaces, APIs, and software development kits, SDKs, and downloaded from the online web portal. The output parameters from each physical activity tracker were analyzed separately for each task. Descriptive statistics were used for the data analysis. Results data from the three physical activity trackers were extracted using the respective APIs and SDKs. The mean and standard deviations for the parameters are presented in Table 1. Heart rate, steps, distance and calories were tracked for all tasks by Fitbit Charge 5, heart rate and steps were tracked for all tasks by Xiaomi Band 7, while the Vivo Smart 4 only tracked heart rate and speed for the 6-minute walk test. Figure 2 shows the visualized data obtained from Garmin Vivo Smart 4. This data was presented separately as the data was sparse and not comparable to the data obtained from the Fitbit and Xiaomi devices. Figure 3 shows the visualized data from the Xiaomi and Fitbit. There was a small difference of 8,200 steps in the total step count, with the Xiaomi estimating a higher number of steps in 5 out of 6 tasks in Table 1. Additionally, the user portals did not provide all the information in Table 1, which included the raw data obtained from each device's API and SDK. 30-second chair stand test device outcome: heart rate, steps, distance, calories, speed. Fitbit Charge 5: 90.26, 14.01, 32.23, 3.61, 0.01, 0.002, 4.41, 0.62, NR. Xiaomi Band 7, 95.71, 11.74, 28.36, 14.47, NR, NR, NR. Garmin Vivo Smart 4, NR, 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 NR 6-minute walk test device outcome: heart rate, steps, distance, calories, speed. Fitbit Charge 5, 103.96, 14.44, 90.09, 9.25, 0.04, 0.004, 6.85, 0.57, NR. Xiaomi Band 7, 104.37, 9.77, 96.50, 5.01, NR, NR, NR. Garmin Vivo Smart 4, 90.16, 34.28, NR, 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 1.51, 0.17, timed up and go test device outcome: heart rate, steps, distance, calories, speed. Fitbit Charge 5, 87.67, 12.23, 9.88, 1.65, 0.004, 0.001, 3.20, 0.356, NR. Yaomi Band 7, 112, 2.83, 30.38, 42.01, NR. Garmin Vivo Smart 4, 89.70, 28.71, NR. Fast-paced walk test device outcome. Heart rate, steps, distance, calories, speed. Fitbit, 89.33, 13.68, 22.92, 3.38, 0.01, 0.002, 3.79, 0.92, Xiaomi Band 7, 109.25, 20.12, 33.98, 8.47, NR. Garmin Vivo Smart 4, NR 10 meter sprint test device outcome. Heart rate, steps, distance, calories, speed. Fitbit, 89.38, 11.26, 13.25, 2.42, 0.006, 0.001, 3.42, 1.05, Xiaomi, 100.39, 13.61, 36.14, 9.87, NR. Garmin Vivo Smart 4, NR stair climb test device outcome. Heart rate, steps, distance, calories, speed. Fitbit Charge 5, 96.99, 17.47, 23.35, 10.94, 0.011, 0.005, 4.50, 1.50, Xiaomi Band 7, 89, 5.37, 23.54, 7.10, NR. Garmin Vivo Smart 4, NR. Discussion: the Fitbit Charge 5 and Xiaomi Band 7 were able to track heart rate and steps for all different functional tasks performed during the test session, and the Garmin Vivo Smart 4 tracker was inconsistently across the tasks. This finding showing the underestimation of activity by Garmin Vivo Smart 4 is corroborated by existing literature. 8. Fitbit Charge 5 and Xiaomi Band 7 showed some agreements in 30-second chair stand test, 6 minutes walking, and stair climb test, but larger discrepancies in the timed up and go, fast pace walk, and 10-meter spring test. These findings agreed with the literature that performance of the wearables could be task-specific. We noticed that the heart rate was the only common variable that was most consistently recorded across all three devices. While the heart rate and steps data were estimated by the Fitbit as well as the Xiaomi devices, they are not always in complete agreement. 9. There are instances where one or both these trackers over or underestimate the physical activity data based on the functional task. For instance, during the 30-second chair stand test, the Xiaomi tracker initially overestimated the steps when compared to the Fitbit in some trials, while the vice versa was true for the other trials. It is also important here to note that in the Xiaomi band, the steps were never zero, even during periods of rest, indicating a potential inaccuracy due to overestimation. This finding is supported by certain reports highlighting the poor reliability and or validity of some of these trackers. 10. These results are intriguing, and the next steps involve comparing some of the performance measures like distance, cadence, steps, etc., obtained from these physical activity trackers with the data obtained from the XNDOT, which is known for more accurate human motion tracking. References: 1. Peters D.M., O'Brien E.S., Kamrod K.E., Roberts S.M., Rooney T.A., Thibodeau K.P., et al. Utilization of Wearable Technology to Assess Gait and Mobility Post-Stroke, A Systematic Review, J. Neuroinhibil 2021, 18:67, https://doi.org/10.1186/s12984-021-00863-x. 2. Joey, Coronal BD, Coke CE, Maynews AG. Is there a benefit to patients using wearable devices such as Fitbit or health apps on mobiles? A Systematic Review, MJ Med 2019, 132-1394-1400.1, https://doi.org/10.1016/j.amjmed.2019.06.018. 3. George UK, Lorenzo KZAV, Kermis NN, also Haye Bonnie GI, Alaska YA, Guy Lafos EJ. Can wearable devices accurately measure heart rate variability? A Systematic Review, Folia Med, Plovdiv 2018, 60720. https://doi.org/10.2478/folmed-2018-0012. 4. Vijayan the 5th, Connolly J.P., Condell J., McKelvey N., Gardner P. Review of Wearable Devices and Data Collection Considerations for Connected Health. Sensors 2021. 21,5589. https://doi.org/10.3390/S2116559. 5. Wearable Technologies to Measure Clinical Outcomes in Multiple Sclerosis. A Scope and Review. Sarah Alexander, Guy Perrier, Emma Gray, Frederick Barkoff, Jeremy Chataway, 2021 and D, https://journals.sagepub.com/doi/10.1177/13524585209460005, accessed February 24, 2023. 6. Babi N., Hannah Nien, Daben Luen J., Bahadur S., A Systematic Review of the Use of Commercial Wearable Activity Trackers for Monitoring Recovery in Individuals Undergoing Total Hip Replacement Surgery. Cyborg Bionicsis 2022, 9794641, https://doi.org/10.34133/2022/9794641. 7. Balb MGM, Marquez IG, Marquez DX, Patel D., Sharp LK, Kate CUS, et al., Using Fitbit as an mHealth Intervention Tool to Promote Physical Activity, Potential Challenges and Solutions, JNIR Mail Thua Hale 2021, 9:25289, https://doi.org/10.2196/25289. 8. Schaffer SD, Holtz Apfel SD, Falk G., Bosch PR, Step Count Accuracy and Reliability of Two Activity Tracking Devices in People After Stroke, Physiotherapy Theory and Practice 2017, 33,788-96, https://doi.org/10.1080/0959-39985.2017.1354412. 9. Jackie McM T, Kydralix RM, Kazmir Sak J, Plonskogoskiniak E, Paragud Pogorzelsk and Wristbands in Home-Based Rehabilitation, Validation of Heart Rate Measurement, Sensors 2022, 22:60, https://doi.org/10.3390/S2201060. 10. Domingo C., Coraya Santos N., Pago JM, Association Between Self-Reported and Accelerometer-Based Estimates of Physical Activity in Portuguese Older Adults, Sensors 2021, 21,258, https://doi.org/10.3390/S2107-2258.